12. I'm going to read. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Not all are apostles, not all are prophets, not all are teachers, not all work miracles, not all have gifts of healing, not all speak in tongues. Not all interpret, but eagerly desire the gifts. Eagerly desire the greater gifts, it actually says. Sometimes, doing a task, if our body isn't working properly, isn't that easy. Or if we can't see, or we can't use our hands to colour in, it's not quite so easy. And a task that in many ways sounds quite easy, isn't so easy. And it's the same with us as a church when we're a body. We are a strong body when we are all doing things that we need to do. Not many years ago, we used to run a lot of youth camps and youth weekends away, and I didn't have too much problems in actually organising them. I used to find it reasonably straightforward. It was a lot of work, but reasonably straightforward to organise them. And people used to say to me, I don't know how you can do that, I don't know how you can organise those. But I didn't find them too difficult. But as part of these youth weekends or youth camps, on the Sunday, for instance, Kath would be there cooking, and she'd produce a roast dinner for 40 or 50 people. And I would look at it and I'd think, I haven't got a clue how that happens. And I would never, ever be able to do that. And I wouldn't. Or other people, sometimes Phil was cooking, or other people. And they'd produce these wonderful roast dinners for 40 or 50 people in the middle of a field. And I'd think, I could never do that. I could run the camp and do stuff, but I could never do what was potentially the more important thing, actually feed people. That is sort of part of a body working. A body needs to work. And if we're using our mouth to colour things in, if I'm trying to do the cooking for 50 people, it will be a disaster. I promise you it will. Don't laugh, it will. It really will. It will be a disaster. But I can do other things. There are things that you can't do. Yeah, there are probably people who couldn't run the shop. There are probably people who couldn't run the shop. Probably most of us couldn't run the shop. There is a lady at the back who is incredibly gifted at it. There are other things we do. What I'm saying is we need to celebrate our differences, celebrate our gifts. What is your gift? What is it that you are good at? You don't have to answer that. What is it that you are good at? What do you like to do? That's sometimes quite a good way of, yeah, your gift is watching football, isn't it? You're very good at it, Jane. You're very good at it. You should do it as much as you can. No, she's a bit old for that. You used to play, didn't you? Did you used to play?
No.
Did you not?
No.
I'm sure I remember. I remember playing down the park when we were about 12.
Yes.
What do you like to do? I've lost my place now thinking about you playing football. What do we like to do? What does God want you to do? Because all those things are usually tied in together. We can spend a lot of time sort of agonizing sometimes, thinking, what's God asking me to do? Most of what he wants you to do is just use the gifts and the abilities that he's given you. Use the things that you like doing. Think, how can I do that to help God? How can I do that in a way that God wants me to do it? Whatever that is. And sometimes that can be sitting, not doing very much, contemplating life. I'm good at contemplating life, otherwise known as sleeping or not doing very much. What is your gift? What is the gift that God has given you? We'll come back to that in a minute, and we will use those bits of paper.